Thanks for downloading another Newsmakers podcast. Today we're talking social media with Kurt Wessling. The director of sales for Jackson Systems gives us some do's and don'ts of social media and explains how his company is using the technology. Enjoy the discussion. We'll see you on the other side. Okay, we're bringing in Kurt Wessling, director of sales of Jackson Systems. Thanks for joining us today, Kurt.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Why don't you start by telling everyone a little bit about what Jackson System does, in case they don't know.
Sure. Well, Jackson Systems, we're a manufacturer of basically everything on the HVAC forced air control side, with our real niche or expertise being in the zoning or zone control arena, and thermostats specifically as well. So. And we do sell these products direct to contractors, and we enjoy that very much due to the fact that we get to support them directly because of that, and helps us keep the pulse of the industry right there for us.
Okay, great. The reason we invited you on the podcast is I've been noticing that your company is very savvy in the social media aspect. How did this come about for Jackson Systems?
Well, there's a couple reasons why. The first is really our love of technology throughout the company, and it really kind of starts with our CEO, Tom Jackson. We're just very interested in all things that relate to technology. And, you know, that kind of got us interested in this new outlet that we like to call social media. And attending several workshops and working with some of our consultants and coaches, we quickly realized that this is a new form, a new outlet to be able to broadcast our message out to the marketplace and make ourselves known and have an advantage over some competition, regardless of size, if you're able to take advantage of this technology. So that's kind of how we got started.
Okay. What does the company want to get out of social media? Did you have any end goals or just general principles?
Yeah, we sure do. Honestly, the first one's fairly vague. I mean, it's just a great way, obviously, to communicate your message to the masses very effectively and efficiently, and cost effectively as well. But because of our business model and the fact that we do go direct, we don't have a large network of distributors or representatives out there relaying our message to the industry. So this is an effective way for us to do that. That's a little more cost effective than having a large staff of salespeople out there. And, you know, we also feel like it's kind of the wave of the future for the next generation on how they like to communicate. And so anytime that you can find a way that they're willing to share their opinions with you, you know, we want to be a part of that.
Sure. So it's as much as a two-way street of you getting information from them, as well as you being able to give information out that, you know, is straight from your mouth.
Absolutely. It's a great way for us to stay current on, you know, not only what we feel like some of the issues are, but more importantly, what the contractors are telling us and what they experience on a day-to-day, you know, issues that they're facing out in the field. And they're able to relay that to us in fairly real time. And it helps us to react, first of all, to what's going on and honestly get a feel for different regions of the country without actually having to travel there and kind of get a nice picture of what's going on.
Sure. Can you tell everyone about the new Contractor of the Week feature you're doing through social media?
Sure. We have the honor of working with a great group of contractors that we feel like some of the best in the industry, and we were looking for a way to try to help them add value to their marketing and also really kind of feature them and highlight them to their clients. So we devised a feature that we like to call Contractor of the Week. It's just a real fun way to introduce contractors not only to our industry but to their clients as well, and kind of get to know them a little better. And so we decided we developed a list of questions to ask each and every contractor and get a better feel for their insights and their values in the system. And so that's what we did. And we're going to post that on our company page on Facebook, on the Jackson Systems company page. So.
Okay, great. How do you guys as a company divide up the social media? Is it one person, and how much of a, or is it kind of a group effort, and how much of a time commitment is it?
Yeah, it's really a group effort for sure. I have a couple different people in our marketing department that work on it on a pretty consistent basis, that being Ashley Rudolphy and Amanda Balls, and they do a great job of trying to keep up with the most current activities that are happening on our company page and try to see if there's questions that might need to be answered or just comments that we want to take a look on. And then obviously myself and Tom Jackson, our CEO, we like to monitor it just to see if people are talking about a current trend or just stopping by to say hi or whatever they're relaying on our site. So it's truly a group effort, and we also encourage all of our employees here at Jackson Systems to get involved in the various professional groups that are available online, either that be through Facebook or more aptly sites like LinkedIn or even Twitter. You can follow, you know, certain people to really gain some valuable insight if you kind of stay current with what they're broadcasting out there.
Sure. One of the concerns I hear is the personal and the business page. Now, do you guys combine them? There's two schools of thought that the people that are into social media want to hear a little bit about your personality, but then I know some people don't want their worlds colliding. What do you guys do over there at Jackson Systems?
Sure. Well, we honestly do a little bit of both, but we lean more towards trying to be as personable as possible, and we have both a company page that we have some generic messages that we put out there, and we do post some fun stuff, but we also like to humanize the employees here and really kind of let the people get to know who we are, since we're not in their face visiting them on a more regular basis like a traditional sales rep might be. We want to be out there and let them get to know who we are as a person and try to build some lasting relationships in that regard, so that, you know, people buy from people. They don't want to be sold. They want to purchase something from someone they like, they trust, and they feel that is an expert. So we kind of divide our efforts both, you know, from the company page and our personal side. And yeah, there might be some risk to that. You know, you say, well, you don't want to offend anyone with maybe something you post personally, and we just try to remain cognizant of that when we do post something to our personal pages. But we like to give them that insight and look into our personal lives.
Oh, okay, interesting. And then I know we have a lot of contractors that are just starting to get involved in social media. You guys seem to be doing it for a little bit. Any tricks of the social media trade that you can provide some of the listeners on particular things that they should do that would stoke some good interest and get a good return on their time investment?
Sure. I think a great rule of thumb is always try to be adding value to your clients. Like I said, no one wants to be sold, so content is king. Try to post something that's useful or valuable to your client or end user. Try to keep that in mind, and be social. You know, have fun with it a little bit. I mean, you know, it's not meant to be an ultra serious conversation, and try to inject some humor. People always enjoy getting a nice laugh out of it, and typically that emotion helps that point stay with them, and they remember it longer. So, anytime that you can add some value, maybe it's some tips on how to winterize your home or what you can do in the spring to get things cleaned and help your HVAC system be better maintained. Any kind of insight that you can add to your clients is great. And then it's just like any social situation. It's just best to be you and try to be genuine and honest and have fun with it. One tip I would say is not to try to automate the process. I think that's picked up on very quickly out in the social media world, and people realize that it's not a true response. It's just an automated thing that, you know, maybe a program spitting out for you. They want to be real and interact with you on a personal level. So okay. That's what I would recommend.
All right, thanks. On the flip side, was there any errors that you guys did when you first started that you might want to share that prevent a contractor from doing the exact same thing? The automated is one.
Yeah, sure. The automation is definitely one. I would also say, you know, not staying current or not checking in on the sites often enough. I know we're all busy and it's very difficult to try to, you know, stay on top of multiple sites. But if you can just set aside a short period of time a day, maybe it's the first 10 or 15 minutes you're in the office, or maybe it's at the end of the day. But if you can do that and just kind of check it on a regular basis and post and update your sites regularly, people will continue to come back and look for that new information. And I think not keeping current or not staying fresh with what you post is a huge mistake, because people will instantly stop following you and not be interested in what you have to say.
Okay, great. Well, we really appreciate the time, Kurt, and thanks for giving all the insights in social media. How's business down there in Indianapolis?
Well, business has been good. We're picking up. We're gearing up for a real busy summer, and we're looking forward to helping all of our contractors do the same.
Great. Well, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Kyle. We really appreciate it.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. Hope everyone is up to speed on social media now. One more tip. Don't call it the Twitter or the Facebook. The kids don't like that. Anyway, thanks everyone for the download. Check us out on iTunes or achrnews.com. Good times, everybody.